Happy New Year. Nice to be able to come together and enjoy the presence of God. And we look forward to what He has for us today. We will begin by seeking His will and His input. Our great loving Father, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we do thank You for our lives, for the ability that You woke us up today, that we have a life anew. And we enter into a new calendar year, and we thank You for Your presence in our life. And certainly this morning we ask that You would guide the words that are being presented, that You would allow us to hear exactly what You want for each one. And we just praise You and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of today's message is All Are. All are what? Did that come to mind? Different genders, race, come from different cultures. We are all diverse. Do you have biases toward other human beings? I hope you take some time, not just today, but in this upcoming week, kind of reflect on where you stand with all. Or do you have biases? Most cultures, as we've grown up, we have biases that we've learned. Are they still center in our being? Do they change how we think? In Christ, God resolved animosity and the diversity that that can bring. And animosity is strong hostility. So God has resolved strong hostility. Today we want to see how that looks. Today's text is from Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. Let's see how God gathers us together. Today's message will come from the English Standard Version translation. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will. To the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. Paul begins in this section of Ephesians by praising God for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. God is a giver of all gifts, and we are the recipients of those gifts. Are we thankful for what He has gifted us with? Do we even think about the myriad of blessings that are poured upon us each and every day? The greatest blessing or gift God gave us is Jesus. And only Jesus can give us the spiritual blessings that the rest of this passage in Ephesians talks about. We'll go back to Ephesians 3 and pick it up in verse 7. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. The blessings include, from verse 4, a new identity, being holy and blameless before Him in love. Do you feel or do you recognize that you have a new identity in Christ? In verse 5, adoption, as His children through Jesus Christ. Statistically, the majority of Americans in many parts of this world, on this earth, view adoption as not as good as having our own biological child. This comes from an article from Catherine Pye. Do you know someone that's been adopted? Maybe you. Maybe your best friend. Adoption takes on a lot of different expectations, and to think of the blessing to be brought into a family that loves you. And I granted, not all adoptions have been that way from a human standpoint, but we're talking about God. It requires a special person to adopt. As a child, we had foster children that stayed in our home, and we watched and we learned about family dynamics with someone that had no clue of what a family dynamic is. Some of them were later adopted. Years gone by, I still wonder how some of them have turned out. But to adopt someone, that person requires patience, understanding, commitment, and a whole lot of love. Most people, most children, have not experienced love when they come up for adoption. And here we are as a family, as an adult, a couple, reaching out and taking them in. But does this special person that has patience and understanding and commitment and a whole lot of love, does that describe God? I hope you see that that is a real good definition of God, because He has adopted us. We'll go back to the list that Paul has from Ephesians. Verse 6, grace that He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. Verse 7, redemption through His blood. Verse 7, forgiveness according to the riches of His grace. Verse 9, knowing the mystery of His will according to His pleasure. Verse 9, an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him. Verse 10, given the Holy Spirit, the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption. All who are in Christ are given these blessings, spiritual blessings in Christ. Sadly, many believers feel that they have a special link to the blessings of God that others don't have. We judge denominations. We judge methods of worship, styles. We judge how people participate in how they worship their God, the God. We deal with the misguided notion of superiority. Who's better? That's kind of an underlying thought that's in the heart of so many people. Who is better? We judge things we do not understand. We compare ourselves. And for a reference from that, you can look at 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. As we go back to today's text in Ephesians, Paul gives us 3 points. Number one, all are blessed, including a new identity, forgiveness, redemption, grace, adoption, and inheritance. Knowing the mystery of His will and being given the Holy Spirit. I hope you wrote those down and can go back and reflect on them. All are blessed in Christ without any prerequisite to meet. Let me say that again. All are blessed in Christ without any prerequisites to meet. There's no qualifying. There's no bar chart you have to adhere to. He loves you. Does that bother you? Do you think it's fair? Okay, it's fair for me, but what about others? Is it fair that others are blessed by Christ? The vision of Grace Communion Derby is to have God's love for all people experienced and shared. In verse 5, the adoption wording is not about an individual, but it is to a community. Community, the gathering of all people. God is opening wide the doors to the kingdom, to all people. Number 2, the second point, all are forgiven. Our sin of believing that we cut off or are separated from God because of the things we have said, done, or thought have been forgiven. You don't have to carry around or feel like you're not qualified, that you've done something that's beyond God's ability to forgive. That's not possible. He loves you. And it's proven by Jesus' sacrifice. His sacrifice made everything available for us. I hope you can take time and go back and reread chapter 1, verse 7 through 10, to get this really drilled into your thoughts, into your heart. Third point, all are included. Ephesians 1 and verse 11. In Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. Everything revolves around Jesus. In Him, verse 13, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. It's waiting for us. Our commonality is our inheritance, the presence of the Holy Spirit. How do we apply what we've talked about, what I've been mentioning? How do we apply to what we've heard? First, God's intention and plan is to include everyone. How do you feel about that? Does it bother you? Is there someone who you, me, doesn't think they deserve it? That they don't deserve to be included? Remember, God's intention and plan is to include everyone. Is it your intention and plan to include everyone? We sometimes place burdens on people that God never does. We require and we put a standard that God doesn't. People that don't fit with our unwritten cultural norms are in Christ too. You think about that? Just because they're not in our cultural norm doesn't mean that they're not included in Christ. The second point, be aware of your hidden personal biases and learn how to lessen them. Do you have personal biases that are negative about others? This week and beyond, take time to reflect on, do you have biases of other people? Are there things that are buried deep in you that maybe stem from a childhood incident or an upbringing? Or maybe you were a victim of something that creates those biases. Flush them out. Get them out and talk about them with God. Let Him heal. Can we intentionally expose and engage ourselves to people and cultures, experiences that are different than our own? That may be in music, singing, participate, praise and worship was something that is extremely uncomfortable in our culture, in your culture, but they're still praising Jesus Christ. From Ephesians 1 and verse 10, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. That's from the New Revised Standard Version. We must be welcoming and accepting to all. Letting go of any biases that keep us from participating with God in His great gathering of all in Jesus. We must continually be listening to the Holy Spirit for the ways we can communicate God's love and inclusion to all. Here we are in 2021, and I pray that we will be able to go back in person. But with that, we may have people that we don't know we want to welcome. We may have the digital audience that we want to welcome that stay as a digital audience, and that's okay. God loves you, and I pray that we can extend that same love in whatever manner or form that God leads us. Today's title, All Are. Reflect on that. Pray about it. Listen to the Holy Spirit about all. As we come to the latter part of our service, this message, we get to participate in an act of worship. God, in His grace, in reconciling us to Himself, lifts us up into a life of wonderful communion by effecting a wonderful exchange. This wonderful exchange is that Christ took what was ours, that He might give us what is His. Christ takes our broken, sinful humanity and cleanses it by His self-sacrificing life of communion with the Father, His obedience, death, and resurrection. He came and made the way possible for us. He took on our sin and gave us His perfect life, the blessing. Our reception of Christ is our grateful acknowledgement of this wonderful exchange. As we come to this point, He would have taken the bread and He broke it. And He asked His Father to bless. Father God, as we look at and think of the blessing of Jesus Christ and all that He has done for all of humanity, including us, God, we thank You. We ask that You would bless this bread, representing His broken body. In Jesus' name, amen. And He would have passed and said, take and eat. He then picked up the cup, held it up. Father, I do ask that You would bless this fruit of the vine that represents the blood that was shed for each one, for all. We thank You, and God, Your blessing is immense for what Jesus has done. In His name, amen. Take and drink. As we begin a new year, 2021, thank You for being a part of our service this week. If you have a comment, a question, or would like us to pray, please reach out to us. We can be reached on our website at gcderby.org or on our Facebook page at Grace Communion Derby. Father God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, please wrap your loving arms around us as we begin this new calendar year. Amen.